Today, we're going to read from the following agenda about the life of Christ and why it matters now. What strange abilities did Jesus have after he was raised from the dead? What did the disciples do with the miracle catch of fish? How did Jesus commission his disciples, and by extension, you and me? So that's what's on today's agenda. So let's get started. And they said unto her, Woman, why do you weep? Now you remember this was Mary that had come to the tomb. This is after his resurrection. She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had said this, she turned herself around and saw Jesus standing there. She did not recognize him. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why do you weep? Whom do you seek? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I'll take him. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself back around and looked at him and said, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go unto my brothers and say to them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken all this to her. And they, when they had heard this, and that he was alive, did not believe her. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said unto them, Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers that they go down to Galilee, where they will see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with all the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Tell them this, His disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did exactly what they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews till this day. Luke 24:13 and onwards. And behold, two of them went that selfsame day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near to them and went with them. But their eyes were held that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that you have one to another, and as you walk, are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said unto him, Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem, and have not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and the rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it was he that should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today's the third day since all this was done, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying they had seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them, which happened to be with us, went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to re-enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near to the village where they were going, and he made as though he was going to go on ahead. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is almost the evening, and the day is far spent. So he went in to stay with them for a while. And it came to pass that as he set at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave to them. And their eyes were instantly opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And then they said one to another, Did our hearts not burn within us while he talked to us by the way, and while he opened unto us the scriptures? And they rose up immediately and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 gathered together, and them that were there with them, saying, The Lord has risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them when he broke bread. And as they said all this, Jesus himself suddenly stood in the midst of them, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see me have. And when he had spoken thus, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and a piece of honeycomb. And he took it and ate before them. Then Jesus said unto them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, his disciples were inside the house, and Thomas was with them this time. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach here your finger, and look at my hands, and reach here with your hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have still believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these things I have written are written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you might have life through his name. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples, and it was at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. There were gathered together Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, and the other two of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I'm going fishing. They say unto him, We will go with you. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they didn't catch a thing. But when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, Children, do you have any meat? And they answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved, John, said to Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was mostly naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, because they were not far from land, but as it were about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals and fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, Bring of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes. When they had counted them, there were 153 fish. For all there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus said unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples dared to ask, Who are you? Because they thought that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took bread and gave it to them, and fish likewise. Now this is the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he had risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than these? And he said unto him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. He said unto him the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? And he said unto him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. And he said unto him yet the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say unto you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked wherever you wanted to go. But when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you and carry you where you do not want to go. This he spoke, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning around and seeing John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, following behind them, said, And what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, If I will that he remain alive until I get back, what is that to you? You follow me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that the disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true, and there are many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Then his 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, yet some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the Father's name, and that of the Son, and that of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And look, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So be it. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that doesn't believe shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new languages. They shall take up snakes, and if they drink something deadly, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. After that he was seen of James, and then of all the apostles. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then he opened their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise again the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And see, I will send the promise of my Father upon you, but stay put in the city of Jerusalem until you are imbued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And when he had spoken these things, while they yet beheld, he was taken up into a cloud which received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward the heavens as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said to them, You men of Galilee, why are you standing gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then they returned unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following.